Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk about two things that have fallen away from parenting and households in quite a big way in my experience. And through my experience, seeing the decline in children's academic abilities and social abilities through these two things that seem to have fallen away. And when I talk to parents who are doing these things, what I'm noticing in those parents is they are, as a family, coping better. And the two things are having dinner together at night around the table and reading aloud to your kids at night before they go to bed. And both of those things are linked to connection. Both of those things require a parent to put their world down for a moment and escape into their child's world and be fully present with them. The dinner table is where you talk about your highs and lows, where you talk about what you're grateful for. And in that moment, you talk about your day and you share knowledge and share gratitude and share compassion for each other. And it's where you get to model communication and relationship building and even table manners. It's a space where the whole family gets together and reconnects after the day of doing what they were doing. And you get to smile at each other and hold each other's hands and say, we're here. We're the solid connection for each other when you go out into the world the next day. And then reading to your child in bed at night, no matter how old they are, is where you build vocabulary, where you build empathy and compassion, where you get to talk about your likes and your dislikes, where you get to have opinions, where you develop critical thinking. And all of that supports your child's inner world, their rich world of relationship and connection and understanding of the world around them and of people. They develop social skills. They develop, thinking skills, where they get to remember what they read yesterday and think forward about what might happen, prediction skills and problem solving skills. What would they have done differently other than what the character is doing? How do they feel about the character? All of these skills are necessary for learning, growing and developing a child. And all of that is done within the connection space of a parent with a child. And when you collect your child up at the end of the day in these two ways, through dinner time and through reading a book, you're making them, we're giving them a safe space in order to exist. You're giving them a place they can go to at the end of the day if life has been hard or if life has been wonderful. You're giving them a home. You're giving them grounding. You're giving them a settled place that cares and loves for them. And it really is, there's so many other things you can do, but what I'm seeing is this massive decline in eating dinner together and this catastrophic decline in parents not reading to their kids. And those two things secure your child. And not only do they do that from a social point of view, but they do it from an academic point of view. Your child goes into the classroom regulated, grounded through the connection, with a higher level of thinking skills, vocabulary, and willingness to learn. And it's really quite simple. 15 minutes for dinner, 20 minutes for reading every night. It really works. It's what I prescribe.